Gentlemen, now we're going to revert back to the items that were previously on the consent agenda. As per our action a couple hours ago, we were going to consider them on an individual basis. That would start us off with conditional use number 1764, Buchanan Developers, Inc., a time extension.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm the one that requested that these items be removed from the consent agenda for discussion, and my concern with this particular one has to do with the attorney's letter, which is in our packet, where he was requesting an extension through March 17 of 2012, and in parentheses he put in 2 years. As has been the commission's practice, our extension requests are generally 1 year in nature. I just want to clarify for the record that our action today is based on our practice, and that given that this is the first request for an extension, and I understand that that some of the changes that have been taking place, that now we have an automatic 3 year, perhaps there was some misunderstanding on the part of the applicant, but I certainly am in favor of the 1 year extension,
which would be valid until March 17th of
2011.
Correct,
because they were a little slow getting in the first time.
A lot slow.
If anyone has any questions, Mr. Abbott's provided us with some notes on this. If anyone has any comment beyond that, I thank you, Mr. Johnson, for clearing that up.
Well, and on that basis, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 1764, Buchanan Developers, Inc., request for a time extension, my motion is for approval of a one-year time extension, with it being retroactive to the anniversary date of the original approval. Thus, the approval would be valid until March 17th of 2011.
Second.
You have a motion and a second to approve the time extension for conditional use 1764, Buchanan Developers, Inc. Such time extension would be valid until March 17, 2011. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.